cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a call of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on May the 4th, 2012. From newcomers, help yourself. The audio is just cutting through.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Ward. I'm heading through the matrix, talking about this big amazing system we live in as it rolls ahead with a big agenda. And there is definitely a big agenda. Why do you think the United Nations was set up in the first place? Go into its history, find out what the purposes were at the time. You know, finds out that long before it was called the United Nations, and when it was called the League of Nations, it was set up by the same big, powerful banking families that formed the CFR and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the same groups, basically, that promoted communism, and they funded it, too, the big bankers. They funded the communist system in Russia from the very beginning, right through to its demise at the end. And there was no demise because it was all planned, as the man from the Ford Foundation said, the CEO, back in the 50s, during the Rees Commission, he said, eventually the Soviet system will merge with the West, even through education and other means too, and the new type of system. Exactly what Lenin said too, that one generation would pass, then the dictatorship would change or fall, and the new system would come in. Not quite capitalist, not quite communist. They call it socialism, but really, it's a eugenical type of socialism. It's the old idea that there are superior people who should run the planet. That was also echoed by Mr. Rockefeller himself. And the end of nations should come to pass. They've had their day. It's time now for the elites and an educated class to basically govern over the people. It's not a democratic system, as they say. And at the moment, for those who still vote, you may have noticed, I hope so, that your countries are not democratic at all. Now, it's surprising, too, that regardless of what they want to call call the system you live under, whether it's communist or capitalist, it's always the same handlers at the top, basically. And even in the communist system, the first order of the day was to get a central bank on the go, much like we've got across the whole of so-called the capitalist countries. You'll find all of this again if you go into the writings of Professor Carl Quigley, who was the historian for this particular organization, and went into the archives and wrote books about it and how they had such a massive hand in changing history, directing the future, that he thought it was time that the general public should know. So Macmillan published his book, probably without reading much of it, and then about 2 months later, they cracked the plates, they smashed the plates when they found out he was getting everything out of the bag to the general public. But there are books out there, there's reprints too, and as far as I can see, they're the same as the original one there. So try and get your holds of Professor Carl Quigley's books. But as I say, we're going through this system, and it's, regardless of what they want to call this system, the new era, the green society, whatever, it's going to be the same old system we've really, really had. Because you see, the top federal bureaucracies in all countries are pretty well intergenerational. They have special schools for their own children, just like the United Nations does too. Those who work there have their special schools to breed more bureaucrats for the next generation. You know, after a long, long time. And regardless of the system that they say that they want to call themselves, you'll find the bureaucrats of one system are live comparatively well on a level with those of another system. Even the Soviets admitted that. Their bureaucrats lacked nothing all through the Cold War, lived the same lifestyle as those in the West. Now, in Beijing, they're still technically communist, supposedly, with this, but it's the model state for the world, remember. According to the big boys themselves, the United Nations have said that many times, of all to emulate that. Now, it's not a democratic society. And they have no problems dealing with or saying that the elite should rule, the intelligentsia should rule the lesser peoples. They have no problem with the division of labor on class basis, basically. And it's basically written into their whole charter. But membership, it says here, in the upper ranks of the Chinese Communist Party has always had a few undeniable advantages. There are state-supplied luxury sedans, just like it is everywhere else, special schools for the young ones, same as here and everywhere else, and even organic produce grown on well-guarded government-run farms, just like here and everywhere else, you see. When they fall ill, senior leaders can check into the 301 military hospitals, just like here and everywhere else. When they changed the laws in the 90s, in the US and in Canada and Britain, Australia, New Zealand and elsewhere, that politicians could go into the top military hospitals if they need any help at all. Change that, we're all really the same, but we call ourselves different. We're supposed to be democratic. Anyway, it says here, but even in their most addled moments of envy, ordinary Beijingers could take some comfort in the knowledge that the soupy air, the polluted air they breathe, as we do too with all the chemtrails, on especially polluted days also finds its way into the lungs of the privileged and pampered. Such assumptions, it seems, are not entirely accurate. It turns out the homes and offices of many top leaders are filtered by high-end devices, at least according to a Chinese company, the Broad Group, which has been promoting its air-purifying machines in advertisements that highlight their ubiquity in places where many officials work and live. Well, it's not kind of nice for them. You understand, we keep talking about the classless societies. And some countries have done a good job of convincing the public of all classes that there is a class, that there's no class system. More so in the U.S., because the accents tend to cloud everything there. Whereas in Britain, of course, you have to adopt the upper-class accent. And really, that came from a bastardization of English, because old King George, he only spoke German, and the court had to copy him and suddenly do the same. Before that, of course, some of the court from the Norman times spoke French, and so the court only spoke French. So the court always adopts, basically the upper middle class adopts the accent and the dialects and so on, and of whoever rules the country. So it helps in the class thing, because how can you be better than other people if you talk the same way, or dress the same way, behave, act, or eat the same way, you see, and live in the same places? So class, I think, will always be with you, because that's the system we're in, and under the monetary system, it doesn't change whether you're in a communist country or a capitalist country. and most of the public never figure it out. So anyway, governments also, and the West and everywhere else, always tend to get their own families in, or in-laws in, governments or bureaucracies. Bureaucracies, according to Hitler, were so important, almost more important than the guy who's voted in. And he likened it to Winston Churchill getting power over Britain via the bureaucracy. He said, if you get them on your side, then you can do anything with the country, and that is so incredibly true. We're run by bureaucrats. Houses come and go, politicians, but the bureaucrats stay the same. They're there for life, you see, and so are their children, and their children, and children. That's how it really works. And that started even in the U.S. right after the revolution. They were already trying to get their children in, and you read about in your history books. Now, as they got to say at the top, of course, there's never been such an amazing gap between the rich and the poor. And it's true because the cash is going into fewer and fewer hands as the pirates at the top basically squander all and eliminate all competition to get rid of them. And during these times of bank raids and everything else in different countries and wars and plunder, they've got so much cash to get. It's just an incredible untold wealth they can plunder from nations using governments, of course, and then they're getting their cuts from oil fields and all that kind of stuff. It's going on all the time. The world is divvied up, as I said before, with all of its resources. And the government is not helping the people at all in any country that I can see. They're helping the corporations because that's all part of this new system along with the United Nations. The United Nations, this is not a democratic institution. It was set up by the richest people on the planet. It has a communistic, socialistic bent, the way that it talks up there to the general public, but in reality, it's really just the socialist form of control is the easiest form of control over masses of people because bureaucrats and agencies from government working with private sectors can get a lot more done than if it was democratic, you see. This is their perfect society. And as they're doing this and they're going off to war and they're paying billions out to private corporations as everything's privatized across the world, in Britain, again, Britain was one of the first countries to have a national health service. It worked great at the start, of course, but it was never designed to keep that way. They wanted to eventually privatize them all, and people talked about that at the beginning. They'd give it so many years, and then it started to create crisis in their health care. And, of course, as you go through all these wars, they keep saying, oh, my goodness, you know, we can't afford to, you know, treat your illnesses at the same time. So they're slashing it to the bone. And when the International Monetary Fund comes into play, they do slash everything to the bone. The worst person they can do is healthcare. If you follow the trail of International Monetary Fund, you'll find that tuberculosis and a whole host of diseases follows in its wake as it ends up taking over the country. It takes over really the government of the country. It tells them what they spend and what they can't spend on. Family doctors in Britain are ordered to cut the number of patients referred to hospital to earn extra cash, it says. Family doctors have been ordered to slash the numbers of patients, and it says 6 out of 10 doctors say they face inappropriate pressure to refer fewer patients and potentially deny them the best care. The controversial scheme can pay out almost £9,000 a year to surgeries. It started last May when the ministers and politicians and so on brought in a series of targets enabling doctors to be rewarded for cutting the number of patients sent to hospitals, specialists or A&E departments. This is how a report of 667 doctors found that 60% were facing inappropriate demands from managers. And the National Health Service has been told to save this is another £20 billion over the next 3 years, leaving health trust managers looking for ways to cut costs. The problem is, too, you see, part of the reason that they've gotten all the crisis was the government enabled masses of, again, bureaucrats to run the National Health Service. The old system was fine. There's fewer chiefs at the top. Now it seems to be all chiefs at the top. And everybody in government and bureaucrats wants to get their family into things. Well, you just put them in charge of hospitals and the big panels that run them, trust companies, as you call them. Back with more after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm back, heading to the music. And 95 or so, Brannett Spiner reports Toronto Sun came out with the news that the US and Canada had signed an agreement that all electronic devices for communication must have chips put in them and backdoors so that the agencies could wiretap them or listen in to conversations on phones or faxes, everything else. So that's back in 1995. So here's an update here. But we know for sure, for instance, that they've been doing that steadily all since then onwards to pretty well all your emails and everything else. We know that because there have been so much leaked out over the years. But you understand, too, if they come out with all this at the beginning, instead of telling you that there's lots of pornography on the internet, they told you that there's nothing safe, nothing personal, it's for government use and government agencies. Would you really have got a computer? So they give you time to chomp away and get used to it, and then they gradually introduce it, knowing you won't throw the thing away, you see. It's quite simple psychology. Anyway, it says FBI now needs wiretap-ready websites. It says that they're asking internet companies not to oppose a controversial proposal that require firms including Microsoft, Facebook, Yahoo, Google to build in backdoors for government surveillance. Like they don't have them already. Of course they've got them already. There's something else going on here. And meetings with industry representatives, the White House and U.S. senators, senior FBI officials argue the dramatic shift in communication from telephone systems to the internet has made it far more difficult for agents to wiretap Americans suspected of illegal activities, CNET has learned. Now remember, too, that Eden Pill just said the other day, we're all in prison now. So really, we're all suspects. Everyone's a suspect. If you think at all outside the box, That's really what they're looking for. It's not for terrorists. Technically, you are a terrorist if you can think. If you're not prattling on about Dancing with the Stars or American Idol or something like that, then you're not classified as safe. You're actually talking about something that matters. The FBI General Counsel's Office has drafted a proposed law that the Bureau claims is the best solution, requiring that social networking sites and providers of voice over internet providers, instant messaging and web email, alter their code to ensure their products are wiretap-friendly. Is that a nice term, wiretap-friendly? And if you create a service, product, or application that allows a user to communicate, you get the privilege of adding that extra coding. An industry representative has reviewed the FBI's draft legislation and told CNET, the requirement only applies only if a threshold of a certain number of users is exceeded, according to a second industry rep briefed on it. So, really, there's no privacy at all. And we are all suspects, especially if you can think. If you're not prattling about what's your trended to talk about, you see. If you're not prattling about that, then they've got to look into you to see why you're still thinking. For yourself, that is. Asking questions. Asking questions. And I've talked so many times about psychopaths, and I might put a link tonight on a couple of videos are up there, but the guys at the top pretty well are all psychopaths. Politicians, even in psychiatric books, were classed as psychopaths right up until the late 70s, and that's when that's when psychiatry lost its credibility, when it became political, or made political decisions about many things, and normalized a lot of things, and even politicians. And before that, they called them hysterical attention-seeking psychopaths, the same as any actor or actress. So here's a good example here. I'm ready for a comeback. Tony Blair has made millions since quitting, and now he wants to re-engage with UK politics. And, of course, he's been appointed to the Middle East for quite a few years, supposedly under some strange semi-government treaty or organization he works with, a quartet. And at the same time, he's also working for Morgan Stanley and raking in the cash there. But anyway, there's a good psychopath wanting to make a comeback. And I'm sure he probably knows that most folk can't remember that he's eaten in before. That's how fast your memory goes these days with the food that you're eating and everything else get hit in you. Another one, too, for Canadians is taxes cost Canadian families more than food, clothing and shelter combined. And it's just starting, folks, just starting. In London, the Metro Police are stockpiling plastic bullets. Of course, they've already got the real ones as well, much like they have got in the US with all the millions of hollow points coming in, just in case things get ugly, you know, that kind of thing. And because they're all worried now about the economy going down again, see, it'll only go down and collapse when it's time to collapse it again. But if it happens before through some mistake or whatever, or some pirate coming in that's not part of the club and plundering on his own, and it collapses, then obviously there'll be chaos. And that's how they deal with chaos. You know, they don't chat to people and say that we're in a terrible mess, etc., etc., and here's what happened, and here's what we have to do. They just turn the forces on the public. That's how governments always deal with these situations. And also, a U.S. military industrial giant called KBR is in the bidding to privatize British police forces. This is from the Dallas News. Here, that the largest police privatization scheme in the UK. It has been suggested the private companies who win the contract will be asked to perform several police office functions, including patrols, detention, and criminal investigation. By the way, they even have children's services like SWAT teams and that. They grab children. All the things that the cops are off, you know, nowadays, they have all sections for that as well. KBR, a former subsidiary of the Halliburton Group, well, is that a surprise, has attracted its share of criticism over the large contracts it won with the U.S. government during the recent wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The corporation also helped to build the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. So, welcome to Britain, and as it privatized everything. And these guys, remember, are not responsible for the public. And complain to your councillors and your officials, well, we don't deal with the private, we can't tell them not to touch you. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life. life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks, we're cutting into the matrix. Tell me about the basis of the system, how things are presented to the general public, and of course it's altered by the electronic media too, as Marshall McLuhan said, that it distorts everything even to electronics. You don't see body language even on television. It's different because television will eventually emulate the system which it is, which is electronic. It's like Hollywood making movies about Hollywood. That's how it becomes eventually bizarre. Even the news has all these flashing little scrolls along the bottom and on the side, and these all these screens behind them of Mickey Mouse and things like that. And you don't listen to what's actually being said as far as news goes. It, in other words, it creates its own format, which really isn't news at all, and it becomes entertainment, as Marshall McLuhan said. Anyway, getting back to what I'm talking about. The energy efficient home. This is what was done in Germany. This was their showpiece that everyone would be living in these energy efficient homes, you see. And it says, in the story of the fools of Schilder, like a fairy tale, the citizens' fools built a city hall but forgot the windows. So they put sunlight inside bags and carried it inside. Now a new episode of the fools of Schilder has been written in Berlin. Today's fools are in a state of panic over the world's energy reserves and dangerous atomic radiation. Maybe they put red lining outside of it too. And so they build a house that produces more energy than it can use and is supposed to fulfill the dream of being 100% run by itself, renewable energy. When it comes to transforming its energy supply, no cost is too high for the German government. It's a flagship project, the Shimmering Blue Efficiency Plus with Electromobility, as it's called, and I'll give you links to that, the other photographs and everything, was ceremoniously opened on 7 December 2011 by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Federal Minister. and has been recently occupied by a test family. The federal minister, Peter Ramseur, said, "We want to show people that a completely renewable energy supply is already possible today, and it's an everyday thing. Our motto is, my home is my petrol station, my gasoline station. The house should not and will not stay a prototype. What we're presenting here is the home of the future." And I guess it's for those that can afford it, because it was an awful lot, 2.2 million euros a cost. We can imagine this is what government does, right? So it says here in the brochure issued by the Federal Ministry for Transportation, Construction and Urban Development, we find the following technical information and claims. The surplus energy the house produces is stored in a house battery and in an electric car, which acts both as a storage and a user of the energy. Both home and mobility are thus independent of the power grid. The house is ecologically sustainable, fully recyclable, and highly energy efficient. No fossil fuels-based energies are needed, and no CO2 emissions are caused. I guess the folk inside don't even breathe. The monthly energy need is given by the following chart. I guess you have a chart. This is a check of the data that yields a different picture. Misrepresented in the chart of energy demands given by the BMVBS is the monthly power generation of the photovoltaic system. In the winter time, when you have the highest demand for electricity and power, only 10% of the energy needed is generated. So it can only generate 10% of what they claim. Using the monthly averages for PV generation in the region of Berlin in 2011, the following monthly energy budgets results give you what it costs to keep the damn place heated. Thus, the house is not energy independent and self-sufficient. Taking a closer look at the daily amounts one sees, in the winter months, the photovoltaic system delivers no energy at all. The planned batteries with a capacity of 40 kilowatts an hour barely suffice to cover the night in the summertime, and in other words, lighting. The necessity capacity for the winter time would have to be more than 100 times greater than it is. For this, no technology is in sight so far. The heat pump and the electromobility increase the winter peak demand for electricity by a factor of 4 with respect to purely conventional power needs, so it takes power from the general grid. The niche technology of photovoltaics cannot replace a single kilowatt of power plant's output. And the price tag for the so-called energy-efficient home is 2.2 million euros. So I'll put that up for you too. And it's quite amazing. This rush ahead with these wonderful ideas, eh? And of course you're paying for it all, it doesn't matter. And there's speaker reports on Germany's setting sun, the collapse of the solar industry. Countries like the USA, who've been seduced by German socialists and Greens into thinking that solar energy and green energy feed-in schemes are a job creator and an engine to prosperity, ought to think again, says Der Spiegel. And it says the global solar industry has entered a brutal phase of consolidation, and nowhere are the effects as dramatic as in eastern Germany. Several countries have already declared bankruptcy, just like the US, leaving towns and cities in the region struggling with job losses and tax revenue shortfalls, and the cost of course, because they're all funded by your taxpayer even to set them up. The Solyndra, in fact, in the US, you know, has left a heck of a mess there of heavy metals and toxic stuff, and the taxpayer's going to have to clean all that up too. And get back to this article. It says the sun that was said was going to save Frankfurt and Der Oder, a city of 60,000 on the Polish border, after years of post-reunification economic doldrums, whose nadir came with the 2003 failure of a much ballyhooed microchip factory project, the burgeoning German solar industry took an interest in the down on its luck city. So it talks about setting up the manufacturer of Korn Energy. It's called Korn Energy, and how basically they declared bankruptcy after getting all the government funding, etc., etc., and what a mess it's in. But that's the story of most of what's coming. Mind you, it won't stop them. You understand that people at the top, especially bureaucrats, and it was a bureaucrat who explained this to me who worked for in the US, and he said, government, once it sets its eyes on something, its sights on something, it's hard to change the course it's on because it goes round corners on square wheels. That's how he likened it. And it's true. You can't depend on government for a sudden correct answer to something. They keep plowing on, even though, because after all, they're so used to just burning up your cash. And the bankers love it because the governments keep going to them for more loans, and the bankers live on interest. Plus, they own the countries, basically, by holding that interest. Quite something. Quite something indeed. Another article is about electrical pollution, and it says, are we being poisoned? I've got so much Wi-Fi and everything else. It's a standard story that you get, though, where they give you a lot of scary stories, and then they go back into, well, is it hurting you or is it not hurting you? Like television does. You notice that? And always leave it at the end, like it's not up to you and your opinion, instead of just giving you the hard facts. But anyway, it's got some good stuff at the beginning, and how the folk get sick with it. There's been so many studies on it. But, of course, the big boys in government, with the companies that own all this energy, etc., are always lobbying them to say, it's okay, it's up to you how you want to believe. And this article is quite good, too. It's about Facebook and others. And it's just how many Facebook friends do you have? The study links narcissism to Facebook activity. Everybody's been studied on these free sites, eh? Because governments are really obsessed with knowing all about everyone and having a pulse on the people. And here you have people just throwing up all their data quite happily to be studied by all universities that are given access to all the data. And, of course, all the government agencies, too, and the shadow governments. It's just for the average narcissist, Facebook is a tool that may promote antisocial behavior. Facebook offers a gateway for hundreds of shallow relationships and emotionally detached communication. Well, it has to be, again, because the medium becomes the whole system itself, not people. And that's how media acts, if it's electronic. According to a study by Western Illinois University professor Christopher Cantor, but it was published this month in the Personality and Individual Differences, it's called. The official journal of the International Society for Study of Individual Differences. In the study, Carpenter defined narcissism as a pervasive pattern of grandiosity, kind of like Tony Blair, need for admiration, like Tony Blair, an exaggerated sense of self-importance, like Tony Blair, you know, according to a press release from the university. Using a narcissistic personality inventory, Carpenter and his students surveyed 292 people, most of whom were college students, to measure self-promoting Facebook behavior, such as people posting status updates, their photos, updating profile information, as well as antisocial behaviors, including seeking social support more than providing it. Those are the ones who take and don't give. Getting angry when others do not comment on the status updates, and retaliating against negative comments. Well, it's the same thing when you look at a lot of the YouTube videos up there. Look at the comments beneath them, and you'll see the ones who are always retaliating against negative comments or putting in negative comments too, especially about themselves. People who score higher on the inventory promoted themselves more on Facebook by tagging themselves and updating their news feeds more frequently, by having more friends on Facebook, according to a report in the Guardian newspaper. They concluded that the grandiose exhibitionism correlated with antisocial behavior on Facebook. Self-esteem was negatively related to self-promotion and antisocial behaviors on the site. In general, the dark side of Facebook requires more research in order to better understand Facebook's socially beneficial, and who's beneficial too, is to the guys who own it, who are worth multi-billions for so-called free site, because of course they're making all this cash by selling all your information to all the shadow government agencies. It won't stop anybody, of course, because, well, they like it, you know. They kind of like it. And they've been taught and trained that privacy is, oh, it's a drag, man. It's really a drag, isn't it? Privacy stuff. Who needs it? Now, I've mentioned before how the IQ dropped back in the 90s. And things don't suddenly drop when an IQ, basically in terms of quota, is innate within you. And there's a lot of factors involved, sure, food and all the rest of it. But they've had inoculations like crazy. They keep stepping them up for youngsters. And we've seen autism go sky high, for instance, with the more inoculations they get. And the food is junk. We're eating chemicalized. Really, it's a garbage disposal unit. That's what food in grocery stores are now for the general public, where they put all the waste, the toxic waste from the chemical industries in your food to give it some kind of strange taste. But that's what you get at the bottom. You don't get that fancy stuff in government-grown farms, etc., for organics. And this is all done by design. Anyway, intelligent quotients, again, they have risen in the past and developed nations for almost a century, The phenomenon is called the Flynn effect, after the New Zealand intelligence researcher James Flynn was first identified in 1984 in the United States. It's been found to occur in all developed nations and some others as well. The received wisdom became IQs. Always go up, that's what they used to believe. But this trend seems to be stopping and even reversing in some countries. Research in Britain, Denmark and Norway has shown. It's discomforting to find intelligence in decline. There's a strong association between a nation's IQ, its prosperity and its health. Well, you need a genius to tell you that. If you can't get good food and all the rest of it and you're healthy, you're not going to be too bright. Obvious. Like, they haven't known this in the Middle Ages and other times when it caused famine on the public. Yeah. IQ testing is contentious and regarded by some as crude indicator of ability or potential. I guess one could mention other things like, say, nature, nurture, education, the top of the class system, in other words. IQs are clearly such that the average test scores 100, and they go into the standard deviation, which is about 15 either way. But anyway, they go on to say eventually that it's been dropping by about another 6 points or more in Britain, again, Denmark, Norway, and some other countries. So that doesn't happen by itself. Something, like any detective story, what has changed? What's changed? What makes you healthy, in other words? What's changed? And it doesn't take much to find the answers. And tonight, too, I'm also putting up one on the topic Agenda 21. He's an example of Agenda 21 that's going to get a lot more or worse because, you see, they don't want anyone living on the coastline eventually. That's, the United Nations said that years ago, back in the early 90s. They want to get all off the coastline so they can have it for their own, you know, beauty spots when they can drop off in helicopters and have some sunbathing on the beach. That's unique themselves, you see. It says, planning a vacation this summer to Miami's Biscayne Bay for a little fishing. Think again, because the National Park Service wants to set aside a large swath of the pristine area as a marine reserve zone, so you might have to leave the fishing poles at home and the boat. Perhaps horseback riding is more your speed, and the family plans to ride through California's Sequoia or Kings Canyon and National Park. Sorry, but all of the permits were pulled for those activities this summer. Or maybe you just want to lounge in the soft sands of North Carolina's Outer Banks and read a novel, fly a kite with the children, toss a frisbee to the dog, and watch Dad catch some fish. But no, no, and no. Beachcombers along specific stretches of those legendary shores are seeing signs telling them to leave their kites and pets at home and to watch where they step. This is what the signs say. Leave no footprints behind. No kidding. Walk in the water where footprints will wash away. I'm not kidding you, this is put up by the federal officials. Maybe you should walk on the water. Eh? Maybe the New Agers could do that, or the ones who are really green and special and closer to their green deity. Beaches that once welcomed fishermen to drive up to the water's edge are also off limits to the vehicles, and so is fishing. These vacation destinations are all national parks now, and they're ones that once encouraged such recreational uses and enjoyment, but they're new no trespassing attitudes have angered the local communities and some in Congress as well. A lot of ones in Congress will get over it as they, you know. I think everyone holds out in politics until the right kind of amount of bribe comes along, and that's just how it works. Because it's mainly psychopathic types who go into politics to start with. So there you go, they're getting what they want along the beaches, plus Homeland Security's in charge of all the beaches now anyway. And they took all that over as well. Because, you see, there's just terrorism out there. This whole army is coming across in submarines to America. You see them every day, don't you? Don't you? Yeah. That's why I take America over. Yeah. And if it was not bad enough now with the super GM crops that produce their own pesticides, plus can get poured on with their own super chemicals, heavy, heavy-duty chemicals to kill weeds without killing off the crops, new GM crops could make super weeds even stronger. So herbicide-resistant super weeds threaten to overgrow the U.S. fields, so agriculture companies have genetically engineered a new generation of plants to withstand the heavy doses of multiple extra-toxic weed-killing chemicals. It's a more intensive inversion of the same approach that made the resistant super weeds such a problem in the first place. And some scientists think it will fuel the evolution of the worst super weeds yet. These weeds may go a step further than merely being able to survive one or two or three specific weed killers. The intense chemical pressure It says here, next generation biotech crops are erupting in controversy with the U.S. State Department or Department of Agriculture's ongoing review of an Enlist, which is a Dow manufactured corn variety endowed with genes that led it tolerate high doses of both glyphosate, an industry standard herbicide better known as Roundup, and a decades old herbicide called 2,4-D, which is from Agent Orange, basically. And by the way, the glyphosates basically also are endocrine disruptors. Your glands are disrupted by them, including the ones that do with your gender. Back in the mid-90s, when so-called Roundup Ready seed bans first allowed farmers to spray the chemicals directly on their fields without damaging crops, because they were more toxic and less effective than glyphosate. Well, now they're going much stronger with a different kind, even worse. Back to more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi folks, I'm back heading into the matrix, just going through the latest of the craziness of the world. But again, it's crazy like a fox, it knows exactly where it's going, because it's all planned that way by the big boys at the top, and it's up to you to get all ready for it as well, and try and get out of the way of things, especially when you get into the country, and even look into areas before you move into them to see if they've got anything planned for that particular area. Go into the council offices and even their archives and see what's planned before you get a little product of land before you do so. Because eventually you know what's coming down the pipe. Now we'll go to Larry in North Carolina, if you're still hanging on there, Larry.
Yeah, I'm here, Alan.
Yes, go ahead.
I appreciate everything you're doing, and I really want to ask you a specific question. What do you think about people that are working on solutions to these problems?
Mm-hmm. Well, who is looking towards solutions to the problems, though?
Well, I mean, a lot of people that disagree with the way things are going right now are thinking about how to solve some of this stuff.
Yeah. The problem is, again, you see, you understand, in a system of control, number one, they tell us what the problems are by announcing things, so we've come to the conclusion this is going to be a problem. What people that never start on is, wait a minute here, how can you change anything when you've had the same people running your corrupt banking system for hundreds of years? It's got to start there. No one wants to touch that. No one wants to touch that. In fact, even Professor Quigley said that the whole power of this system and this coming system they're putting in, back in the 60s he said this, revolved around their central banking network across the world. So until this private system of debt, etc., and money and so on, all the cons with it, is put back into what's supposed to be government, and even then, you'd have to have citizens' panels that are going in rotation, watching these characters, the new characters overseeing it, because they become corrupt too very quickly. It's going to go back to what it was. So until you start with that, nothing's going to change. No country today should be in the mess it's in financially. They use debt like a weapon, you see, and then say, oh my God, we've got to change it. So what's the answer? Agenda 21, communism across the world for all of you people. Well, at the top, you have this fascist, wealthy elite running the whole show. We cannot go along their path. We've got to literally go along our own path and get rid of this bogus financial system that's based on debt. And when you cannot save up and even have your home paid off, without government coming in, if you can't pay taxes and kicking you out of it, stealing your home, you don't have any freedoms at all. You've got to start with your basic rights, and if you've had them before, you reclaim them. If you haven't had them at all, then you create new ones, basic rights, because it's quite easy to see what your basic rights should be. Your property should not be leaned upon by anyone when it's owned outright by you. It doesn't matter what government comes in or changes the law, they cannot do that. We have as much right to live on the land or anywhere else as any animal out there. They don't get taxed for going where they're going, etc. And we cannot allow ourselves to have experts and scientists with all their pretended theories running our lives for us anymore. This is all the techniques that's been used to control us along the planned agenda. Understand? But you're right. But really, there's not enough real people trying to come forward with solutions. But the solutions are very simple. Start with the banking system. No country should be in debt. No country should be in austerity at all, except for the stinking banking system. That's how it's all based. Greed. And it will always foster greed when you have the guys at the top manipulating, and then crashing them every so often, twice a century, to crash the banks and steal from you. And they don't change the rules because the same banks own the legal systems. That's how you should start with it all across the world. That's the start of everything. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.